From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. There are times when a bit of luck causes a person to re-evaluate their way of doing things. I seem to have that bit during the past week when I went to do some things and the broadcast radio was playing in the background. I really wasn't planning to be diverted, but then the interviews started to pierce the concentration. I caught up with things when the person being interviewed explained how he came to change his way of doing things. The program was around books, and the author was one Professor Adam Grant, whose latest book was released just days ago. Adam Grant is regarded as an expert and as an academic as well as a well-published author, and his specialty is organisational psychology. Professor Grant is a teacher at Wharton College and, as an author, has been on the New York Times bestseller list. He admitted to a type of dogmatism in presenting his ideas, but then he underwent an epiphany, which he now teaches and presents in his latest book, Think Again, which is the short title. Using his personal experiences and well-accepted research, he demonstrates a technique which aids decision-making in most areas of life. Sorry if this sounds like a dust jacket blurb, but this is about where I caught up with the radio interview. He pointed out that if you try and rebut someone's understanding, it simply causes them to hunker down in their thinking, and you will never come to a meeting point. I've been in encounters of this type, so I know what he was saying. What Adam Grant has come to understand and practice is speaking ideas in a way that you know is right, but listening to others as if you were wrong. Well, that was part of the cover blurb. What he explained is we need to say what we think and express interests in the other people's ideas. This might seem to be simply a management tool, but when we think of our interactions in private life and within social groups, like clubs, this skill enables us to gain personal understanding which we might otherwise miss out on, and more readily enable others to share our opinions. By letting people know you wish to improve things and that you wish them to give you input, you start a process of cultural change. By telling people you wish to understand their point of view and not arguing the point but using open questions, you get to understand and they get to understand your position too. In the speak of the times, this is a win-win situation, and our enterprise can grow in ways that perhaps we individually could not see. So in my type of paraphrase of Adam Grant and Think Again, I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From VK4WIA, this is Q News. I'm Ed Durant, DD5LP, VK2JI. Q News can be heard every weekend worldwide via the internet podcast. Simply search for Q News in your favourite podcatcher app or online.
Okay, to the Sunshine Coast, where all USA grades of licence will be held at the Sunshine Coast Amateur Radio Club. That happens March 13. All details on vk4wis.org or contact Trent. His email, vk4ts@wia.org.au. Central Highlands Amateur Radio Club will be participating in the John Moyle Memorial Field Day Contest March 2021 at the Model Aero Club, Mosquito Creek, and they want to hear from you. Build up the points for our good friends in CQ. Redfest, that happens out near Redcliffe on April the 10th. The Clearview Gathering happens April 30 to Monday morning, May 3. Again to the Central Highlands, and the Theresa Creek Campout is on from Friday the 28th till Sunday the 30th of May at Theresa Creek Dam, that's southwest of Claremont. And as you heard in the national news from Shirley VK5YL, Alarameet 2021, which was to be held in Bendigo in October, has been cancelled. Now till next we meet, I'm Graham, VK4BB. Thanks for tuning our way as you're going your way.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.